This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. I wonder what you build your life on. Certainly there are the physical things of eating and sleeping, things like that. And then there's how you earn your money in life. But do you know that you don't build your life on these things if you want your life to have meaning? God has made you for a reason. He has put you in this world. He has kept you alive for His purposes through you. And the meaning of life is found in understanding what God has made me for and then throwing myself into that. It doesn't matter what my job is, but in the midst of life, I'm living for God. Well, we're talking about faith this week. And you know, in order to develop your faith, you really must learn to spend time with God in the Bible every day. That's one of the reasons we have these radio spots in the morning every day, to set our minds on God and what He is and what He wants to do in our lives. I want to read you a few verses on faith today, but zero in on one statement. Here's what Hebrews chapter 11, verse 4 and following says. By faith, Abel offered to God a more acceptable sacrifice than Cain, referring to one of the Old Testament stories, through which he was commended as righteous, God commending him by accepting his gifts. And through his faith, though he died, he still speaks. By faith, Enoch, one of the first people alive on this world, by faith, Enoch was taken up so that he should not see death. And he was not found because God had taken him. Now, before he was taken, he was commended as having pleased God. And without faith, it is impossible to please him. For whoever would draw near to God must believe that he exists, and that he rewards those who seek him. That is, you must believe that it's worth following God, because God honors those who honor him. Well, I want to just draw out this one sentence. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. Now just think about what that's saying. You may be a person who does all sorts of good works, who's involved in justice for the poor. You may advocate for the preservation of our nature in our world. You may do all sorts of good things that are so awesome. But don't miss this statement from God. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. Yes, certainly, God would rather a person live a good moral life than an evil life. But even so, our lives are so full of selfishness and the rejection of who God is. And if we just base our lives on what we can accomplish in our own brokenness, we are never going to live lives that are truly pleasing to God. We must come to God and say, God, I know I cannot live the life you want me to live. I know that I've failed you so many times, but I know what counts is that I've put my faith in Jesus and what he did for me at the cross, and that you've forgiven me for all of that. And now I want to live for you, and not only live for you in what I can do, I want you involved in my life. I want you showing me what you want to do through me in my workplace, in my university, in my school, whatever I'm doing in my neighborhood, in the groups I'm involved in. I want you to work through me. I want to be the kind of person that when people encounter me, they are encouraged, they're lifted up, they are moved towards you, God, because they've encountered me and you in me. God, work through me today. This is the kind of life that is pleasing to God. I'm John North.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.